we've spoken a little bit about focusing only on one day, one instant, trying to jumpstart our relationship with Hashem, and use this second. We want to use this second for Hashem. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, now. That's right now. Yesterday and tomorrow hold us back. The present, that's the way you're able to connect to God. Every second you can find that instant. Every day has its good. The problem is there's a barrier blocking us from accessing the good of the day. So we need to overcome that barrier. We need to break through that barrier. How do I do that? So the first thing is learning how to focus just in now. Right now, so one way of breaking through the gather of an Ephraim explains is finding the point which relates to me at this moment. That's why Rav Nosson explains, we say every day in the davening about Avram Mitzosas, the verse says in Divrei Hayomim, you found his heart faithful before you. Rav Nosson says that Cherpa Shavalibi, when a person's involved, when he's focused on this desire, we focus on his body, not on his soul. He's unable to really be himself. He cannot fulfill his mission if he's focused primarily on his body. If that's what bothers him, if that's what's motivating him, just his selfish needs and desires. Just me. I just want, you know, people say, I look out for number one. Well, that's not exactly a good attitude, because what you're doing when you look at for number one is breaking yourself to pieces. Because when you think you're number one, you take Hashem out of the picture. What about Hashem? Where is he in this picture? He doesn't exist. Okay, well, if he doesn't exist for you, you're not going to have a very fun life. Because you're not connected to the source of everything. No vitality. All of our vitality comes from emunah, tefillah, emunah. That gives vitality, gives life. That's why I think this is Trevor explains. He says, you find that people who are self-proclaimed atheists, very curious, they love to talk all day about Emunah, against Emunah, but all day they're talking only about Emunah. They love it. That's their favorite subject. Oh, yeah, what do you, believe in this? It's almost like they're obsessed. Like, take it easy, okay, if you don't believe, you do believe, what do you, talk more about Emunah than people who, like, have a lot of faith. All day, they're always talking against Emunah. He says, because Emunah is what gives us life. So even a person who's a self-proclaimed disbeliever, he's still getting life from Emunah, just Emunah on a surrounding life, a level of surrounding life. And the way he like sort of gets his little drops of Emunah is by talking against Emunah. But he has to bring up the subject. He cannot just be neutral. He can't be part of it and say, I'm never going to talk about this again. I'm going to think about it again. It's not a burning issue for me. No, it is a burning issue for him. Why? Because that's what's giving him life, one way or the other way, like it or not. So that's we have to find the point that's going to heal my heart. The way to heal my heart is by connecting. I have to connect to Hashem. In this second, sometimes we connect with someone who's on a bit of a higher level than I am. Sometimes it comes to connecting with a friend. Sometimes it's connected with my own Nakuda through his bonus. I have to find the Nakuda to use right now, break through the fence. The defense, because I feel broken. Why do I feel broken? There's not a reason why I feel broken. I feel broken for this reason, I feel broken for that reason. Now, I don't really want to face these unpleasant realizations. I don't want them. I'm not interested in them. So, the person indulges in, be it overeating, be it smoking, be it whatever different things may be that's destructive behaviors, and I can't control Hashem. It's not, you know, it's not bringing him closer to his top place what he's here for. So, he gets broken to pieces. How can I fix myself now? What do I do to fix myself? So the very first thing I do is to start to live in the present. Right this second. Now I want to live in the present. Now sometimes I can't. So it's all very nice to come to live in the present. You know what I went through today? I went through a lot. And I feel like climbing, and it's so difficult for whatever many different reasons. So like, what do I do? So sometimes, very often, the answer is, you have to find the Nakuda. Very often the answer is just this. Talk it out to Hashem. Ask him what to do. Number one. Number two, we have to speak to people, friends, we have to speak to people who are ahead of us, and see where we can go. See where we can find, get my heart to fix my heart, to be fixed. To fix my heart, I need to find the Kuda. I need to get back to the point. There was a point when I was connected, things were okay, that I didn't care so much about these and that. I don't care about this escape or that escape. If I'm with Hashem, my life is good, I'm connected, it's vitality. Sometimes things are harder, sometimes they're easier. Okay, get through it, no problem. When I'm not connected, you can't force it. You know, I was speaking to someone the other day, and he said, you know, I try to count my calories, and once you know, once you have the knowledge and understanding of what your food should look like, and when it's hard, you kind of force it. And I told him, that doesn't really work for me. I'm sorry, I have to, without Hashem's help, I'd have a hard time. It doesn't work. My force it. I'm finding myself forcing myself to take another, you know, take another bite, take another cigarette, take another this, take another that. It's a problem. The forcing, it doesn't work for me. My problem, it just doesn't help. Forcing doesn't do anything, like Rav Nosson really said. So I have to get back to that Nekuda. That's the first thing. If I want to live in the present, I want to be connected to Hashem right now, I have to find the Nekuda that shafts my heart at this very moment.
Now, what is Nekuda?
Nekuda means the point. What is my soul point? Where is that? How do I get to that? So again, Rav Nachman says this is three general rules. You've got to speak. Don't hold in the problem. The verse says, when you have worry in your heart, speak it out. That's one explanation of Rashi. And Yasechem means Mesiach Das, means take it out of your mind, like diminish it. Say, okay, it's so bad. It's not so bad. It's not so terrible. There is a problem. But we have this possible solution and that possible solution. And thank God, this is working out. Thank God, that's working out. It's like a serious problem. But there are things not so bad that also helps to alleviate worry in the heart. So two things, we have to talk about it, and we also have to diminish it. So global, it's terrible. This person is, God forbid, where they're moving toward with their stress. It's a very, very foolish, it's really a choice. It's like unbelievable. Why am I choosing to suffer? It's like amazing. Why would I choose to suffer? And that's it, because there are three of us that really like it. Inside the person likes it. It's not you. Rebbe said it's something you jump. Sudden sound, you jump. He said, what are you jumping at? You had no time to think about or analyze anything. It's just an animal reaction. It's not you at all. It's instinct. It's something inside. It's not really you. Your mind didn't have a chance to analyze that, make a decision. It's just a reaction to something that's much faster than thought. It's your gut reaction. So that's not you at all. So we can't let that rule me. I can't let that fear and that ready to run or whatever that part of me that wants to just make sure everything's good. I can't be weak and let that take me over. Let that force me to obsess and worry and worry and obsess. It's not where it's at. Every time Moshe Rabbeinu in Dvarim, Rav Nachman says, tells the Jewish people, be careful, watch out, keep the Torah, what does he say? He always uses the same word, Hayom, today. Because the way you keep the Torah, the way you watch out from sitting and falling and being in bad places, is by living in this present moment. Every second, the moment you're alive, you're living in this hour, that's what you have to elevate, that's what you have to use. You have to have different ways of processing this fact. So first of all, in general, at least you're trying to live in the moment, trying to live in just today. So, but there's a certain point where you can bring it in to such an extent that you have a true awareness. I have awareness, and I say, you know, this minute, this second is never going to come back. This is an instant of my life. It's not going to return. I have an opportunity to use this instant properly, to use it wisely. How do I do that? How can I use this moment wisely? How? What do I do to use this moment wisely? become something which is real for me. This day you became a nation, it says in the book. Yeah. We became a nation, Hashem said, right now, Hashem chose me, right now, Rashi's place, right now, it's just new, it's just fresh, this instant. I have a choice, and the whole world was made for me and my choice. I can change the whole world for good or for bad. I have a mission here. I have a mission no one can do. I have to stand strong. Find the nekuda, find the soul point of this instant. There's a soul point. There's a way, there's something, there is a central element which can rebuild the shattered self. I'm shattered now. Okay, I need to be rebuilt. How do I rebuild? Connect to Hashem. How do I do that? Sponadus, or talking to a friend, or talking to a teacher. That's the, like, first aid. That's first of all. And Rav Nosson says, really, in Kohelet, 28 times, you have to know what to do. What I do now? Should I learn Torah? Should I tefillah? Should I yearn for Hashem? Should I connect? What do I do? Because it's very interesting. There's a very, very great struggle. It's a tremendous struggle. The body wants supremacy. The body wants to rule. And Rav Nosson says, when you yearn for Hashem, yes, Rav Nosson says that holy yearning is free, right? Desire is free. When we yearn for Hashem, Rav Nosson says we break the body with holy yearning. The body gets overcame by holy yearning. I have to believe that everything I do is significant. Everything is significant. The person works for his living, Rav Nosson says, well, if you do it right, it's tikkun avrit. That is guarding the covenant when you work for a living. Because you're making birurim, you're making clarifications. What a person is able to do through Torah and really connect to Hashem that way, doesn't need it through the work. The money comes somehow. But it's a very high level to be at. That's a tremendous spiritual. Great. This person has tremendous greatness to not need to work, to really, really be there. It's not a matter of faking it. To really achieve a place where you bring Hashem in your life to such an extent that he just takes care of you. Unbelievable thing. So you have to know what I do, it counts. I can't afford to be shattered. Because I have important work here. I have important work, and Hashem is very patient. He gives us another chance. We have to know, I have important work here. I'm here for a reason, and I have an important job here. I have to let go of the part of me that likes to be shattered. You know, it's kind of fun. You know, you feel like you're so mistreated, you feel like it's so bad, you feel like this, you feel like that, and you're under pressure. You really are under pressure. You're worried about this, you're afraid about that. You have to be able to realize, I can't afford it. I really can't afford it. I can't afford it. I cannot allow any diluting of fulfilling my mission here. I can't allow it. I have to fight with my whole heart. It's hard enough to do what we need to do. It's very pleasurable. It's very wonderful. It's very special. But it's not so easy. It's a big fight. I can't let the obscurity, the added obscurity of feeling bad, feeling sorry for myself, and who knows what, all sorts of crazy things to come in and shatter me into big, this problem, that problem. I need to build. Rabbi Nachman said, anyone can break. Breaking is easy. Take any thug, you can break down. Building is the chachma, the wisdom, the understanding, enables a person to build. You have to learn how to build. We have to learn that every fall is also can be used as a building block, if only we're willing to open ourselves up to doing so. Hashem should help us to live in the moment. I'm going to go see what the